Wild flowers. I perceive the flowers as I pass by. Should I grieve that they will die? I paused and smelt and felt their slim stems that I could so easily break. I chose not to take, and did the blooms forsake, for I know that they shall die. I saw flowers on my way through yonder woods today. I saw flowers on my way through yonder woods today. They were the same bloom as those I admired and so desired yesternoon. But no, I cannot be sure, as they grow in such profuse store. I think, therefore, that it may not be so. Wood in the rain. My hair is barely wet at all, and yet the rain did fall as I stood in yonder wood. The yammer of a hammer reached my ear, while the birds free sang to me, as I touched the flowers that know not ours. There are no pockets in a shroud. There are no pockets in a shroud. The proud and the humble all must tumble into the grave. But you should save one solitary coin to enjoin the ferryman to take you on your final journey. Summer. Summer unlocks youthful passion. Now 'tis the fashion for short frocks and tiny socks. Some girls barefoot go, for of a summer's day they little know that winter snow is on its way. Wisteria. Wandering around Hampton Court in late May, a thought, prompted by wisteria hanging on a wall, a few purple flowers, their scent already spent and ready to fall, did to me call. Civilization. Had I the money, I would withdraw from the world's incessant roar and wait in my gated home for our civilization to be as Rome. But no, perhaps we can avoid a collapse, and the roar will go on as before. The hands are almost at half past. The hands are almost at half past. Will the clock last the hour? A sudden shock can stop the clock at... And what of that? For clocks are like flies. One dies, but the great tick-tock continues on, though one is gone.